we feel like we're essential in providing great learning resources, and or that novel that's going to be the escape that's going to save someone from strangling their spouse. And we want to make that available, but right now my fear is that if we get this flood of people that think, hey, everything's back to normal, well then we're going to have to shut back down.
Samuel Passe is the director of the Uinta County Library and says for years he has been promoting the services libraries provide beyond books, like internet access, a space for community gathering, and fostering kindergarten readiness. When the library shut down in March, he and his staff were worried about what the community would do without these resources. He says luckily the local telecom company began providing some free high-speed internet options to assist students with distance education. But there are people without fixed addresses, like seasonal workers who live in their cars, who can't really use that service, Passe says.
Since we've been closed, that's been a big loss in our area. And our Wi-Fi's on. We've done what we can to extend the Wi-Fi outside the building so people could come up to the building even while we're closed and use the Wi-Fi. That's another reason we're really glad that the health department saw fit to allow the library to have this soft opening.
And while the soft opening may help some people access Wi-Fi, it still doesn't allow for activities like story time that promote childhood literacy. Because of that, Passe says the children's librarians will continue to get creative and do things like streaming story time or leaving craft kits in the community for families to find.
We're required to wear masks, and Miss Katie's one of our children's librarians, and she's taken it one step further where she has a mask that's like the muzzle of a lion, and then she's made this paper lion headdress, and she's going to be streaming a story time wearing her mask and headdress just to help children be a little less scared of these things.
In addition to digital resources, Passe says librarians are bringing books out to people's cars. And who knows, this service, he says, might be one that sticks around. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.